Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. I never thought I'd hear that music again.
It's been a long time.
Oh, my God. Oh, it was as down and out as it possibly 5-2 yesterday. It was as down and out as it possibly could be.
I thought they were dead and buried.
He finally got one to go his way. He ran Tanner Bibee out there for another inning. Probably shouldn't have done it. Probably or shouldn't have done it. Which one? Shouldn't have done it?
Shouldn't have done it.
Shouldn't have done it.
Shouldn't have done it.
Shouldn't have done it. And it ended up going very poorly for him. And it was just like, man, they're going to get swept. I can't believe this. They're going to get swept. This is terrible. We lost the lead in the division. And then the seventh inning comes around, and you just heard that. And Danny texted us and said, did they save their season? Did the Guardians save their season? Now, last week, some of you driving in, you guys are going to roll your eyes. Because last week, I had said after the Yankees game, the Yankees win in the bottom of the 10th, that the Guardians had saved their season. And then they proceeded to go out there and lose and then beat Texas, which people didn't really care about. And then we saw what obviously happened here with Kansas City. And so when you sent that, I was like, well, if you say it too much, Danny Cunningham in for Tone today. I said, if you say it too much, I'm talking to myself here, then it loses its meaning. And I went, well, also, this is the interesting thing of it too, is that I've long said a baseball season is like a life. It's young. It starts out with promise. It can go one of two ways, and most of us are going, hey, you know, there's usually a 1% that is a champion, and the rest of us, we're going, hey, we either had a nice season, or, oh, God, what a disappointment. Brian had so much promise, and then you see what happened here. What has gone astray? What
could have happened? Somebody.
And it could have been the Guardians, where it's like, man, everything was going good, and then Bill got that divorce, and holy cow, he's eating dog food in a van down by the river. And you talk about that, and I said, well, you can have your life saved more than once in a life. People say they have 9 lives.
Right.
So did the Guardians, again, save their season yesterday? And you know, Mitch asked the question, sub-question, does style count? Had they just won 4-3, does it mean as much as what they did yesterday?
I don't think the final score matters. I think how they won matters. Like, they could have won 4-3 if they were down 4-0 or 4-1 and came back, or 3-0, I should say, and came back to win. I think it counts the same as winning 7-5. Mm-hmm. They needed a come from behind win. They needed a little bit of late game magic, because that is not something other than that Yankees game you brought up that they won in extra innings last week or 2 weeks ago or however long ago it was at this point, they've not had days like that. They've fallen behind early, and it has felt hopeless. Like when Tanner Bibee gave up a home run on the first batter of the game yesterday and then gave up another home run one batter later,
it was bad.
I felt like this just feels like I'm watching a team on their deathbed. It feels like it was, one, a chore to watch because you felt like you knew the outcome of that game. Watching that, I'm just like, I'm going to spend the next 2 hours watching a team that just is raising the white flag. That's how it felt. And then I got pulled into a meeting around 2 o'clock, 2:30 yesterday. And I came back. They were down 5-3. When I went in the meeting, it was 3-1. When I came back, they were down 5-3. I'm just like, what happened, man? And then I watched the comeback happen. Like, I could not believe what they were able to pull off in the bottom of that seventh inning. I could not believe it.
For me, it went different. They were down 5-2, and I did a an interview with a fine man named Quincy Carrier, and I got done with the interview. It was only like 20 minutes. It was only 20 minutes. They were down 5-2. And then I came out, and I went, well, let's take a look at this. See how bad it's got. And I looked at my phone. I looked up at the TV and went, holy Toledo. They're up 6-5. And then they made it 7-5 in the next inning. And it was just, it was beautiful. And I'm thinking, man, this is like a sweet breath of air. Like they needed this. It does feel like they saved a lot of things. And you go in the grand scheme of things, it's only one game. I understand that. But with the way they do it, I do think that actually style counts in a lot of ways. I think Mitch is right. I'm looking for any win you could possibly get. But I do think in that moment, it's like, hey, man, like, yeah, you can make some things happen for you. You had this team, Kansas City, they were high-flying. They were high-fiving each other. Bobby Witt was loving every minute of it. Everything was going well for him. And then you were able to come back from behind and beat that baseball team and take the lead back in the division, even though technically with the tiebreaker you might be tied. But either way, go ahead.
I think that the style points here mattered, because if you look at the way they won on Saturday, where it was a 13-5 win over Texas, they could say in that locker room, or that clubhouse, I guess I should say, and maybe the other team just had a bad day. What they did yesterday was they gave themselves a reason to believe in themselves again. And that is something that I think has been missing. I don't think they've had a lot of reasons to believe that they can come from behind and win games. I don't think they've had a lot of reasons to believe lately that they're a good baseball team, which we both know they are. And I think yesterday is something they will be able to pull from in the upcoming weeks, is saying, you know what? We're not out of these games if we fall down early. We can do this. Because the other thing you have to mention here, too, Kansas City's got a good bullpen. It's not like they came back and had a come-from-behind win over a bad team. That is a very good baseball team with a good bullpen. Now, did their manager make a mistake in leaving the starter out there an inning too long? Probably. But sometimes you do need a lucky break to go your way, and the Guardians have been overdue for that.
We have been leaving guys out and kind of giving everybody else a lucky break. So I'm fine with being lucky yesterday to get the lead back in the division. And with everybody else kind of settling down and doing what they had done, where it's like, all right, like you'd given up what you'd given up with Tanner Bibee, but Tim Herron, Eli Morgan, I think Hunter Gaddis made that appearance in that game, did a fine enough job after the tater he gave up the day before. And then Emmanuel Clase, which somebody, I'm sorry to this person. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I thought that they, 6:09 and 32 seconds for those scoring at home. Air_Lund. I thought he was a bot because there's all those gambling bots out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought he was a bot. And it just kept saying 35-1, 25-1, 20-1. And it was the odds for Emmanuel Clase. Like I was about to block it because I thought he was just one of those gambling bots.
Right.
And it's like 20-1. I'm going 20. Emmanuel Clase, Cy Young, 20-1. Down to 20-1 for Emmanuel Clase.
He's not going to win it, and it's unfortunate because, and I get why.
Well, why?
Because he only pitches one inning a night. But, Ken, I don't think there's a better pitcher in baseball than Emmanuel Clase. I think he is the best pitcher in the game of baseball. He is the most dominant player that we have right now in baseball. When he comes out, he does his job every single time. You can talk about Aaron Judge. You can talk about Shohei Ohtani. There is not someone that is better at what they do right now in the game of baseball than Emmanuel Clase. There's not.
Well, if he's the best pitcher in baseball, then he should win the Cy Young. How the Cy Young goes.
I agree, but that's not going to happen. The writers are not going to vote for a guy that only...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He pitches 65 innings or whatever it's going to end up, 70 innings, whatever it's going to end up being. They're going to give it to a starter that hits 200 innings. And I get that. But Emmanuel Clase is the best pitcher in baseball. You cannot convince me otherwise.
So somebody can be, I mean, this is going to get dark real quick, but I compare baseball, a baseball season to life. You can have your win. You can have your life saved multiple times. You can have your life extended a couple of times. Ah, they got out of it, but they still, you know, they got a lot of hoops they got to jump through there. Because you got Pittsburgh coming to town tomorrow. Now, Pittsburgh sucks mm-hmm. and has been terrible over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
To the point where they want their manager fired. They want general manager fired over there. And, they got Paul Skeens, got O'Neill Cruz, who they had in a different position playing defense yesterday. But they gave up, what was it, a 10-1 lead?
No, they were up 10-3 in the seventh inning and lost 13-10.
No, that's 14-10. By a run. There was a lot of runs scored there.
But I know they were up by 7 and lost.
Yes.
They were up by 7 in the seventh inning and lost, which is something that not happened in years across baseball.
Do I say that this is where the Pirates just give up? They're 62-71. Or do I say, it doesn't really happen that way all the time, so now I got to be careful on tomorrow. I think you just have to be careful for every game.
I mean, you have to play every game. And I know we've talked about this all week because of Austin Hedges' comments earlier this season, but you do have to play every game like a playoff game because at this point, Ken, they are playoff games. Well, all of these games matter more than the games did in April and May and June. They do.
And especially against the Pirates, you got to put some hay in the barn here because this will be the most critical sequence coming up to finish the year.
Well, because you look at what they have after Pittsburgh, where they go to KC, they go to LA to take on the Dodgers. I know they've got the White Sox coming up, which
they're not good against the White Sox.
Whatever reason, they can't beat the worst team in baseball history consistently.
But you got three against Kansas City. You got three against the Dodgers team that it's. I know they're a National League team, but they still count against you. And I think that they're an almost 80 winner, 78 or 80 or 79 wins. I mean, they're a good team in their own right. So you got Kansas City that's right there with you for a three game set to start off next week. And I know we're playing a schedule game. Then you go to L.A. That's West Coast time. Then you come back to Chicago, so it feels like a reprieve. And that's a nine-game road trip. I think it's 10 days. That's a nine-game road trip. That's going to be grueling for everybody involved. So, gosh, it is. I don't know who the hell Kansas City has here. They're at Houston for this weekend, I believe, and that starts today.
Well, just looking at strength of schedule, Ken, because you know I've been...
Well, of course you have.
Staying up
You've
on it.
You've been the maven.
It is... The Guardians have fallen all the way down 21st in strength of schedule, which is great for them.
That is good.
And the Royals are 6th still. So just looking at those things, the numbers on paper, said, though, we can't beat the White Sox right now. So I don't know how much that really matters, but.
The Royals have Pittsburgh. Detroit's actually been very good over the month of August.
Yeah, they're above 500 again.
The Tigers later on, I mean, they start out this run here with Houston for four. Then they have us at home, right? Then they're in their mix with Pittsburgh is still New York, still Atlanta is in that mix.
They've still got the Twins. They've still got the Astros.
Washington is not good. And if I'm not mistaken, San Francisco is not. San Francisco is 500.
It has it separated. Toughest opponents, easiest opponents. The Royals only have the Nationals and the Pirates left on their schedule that are considered easy opponents. Everything else is going to be a tough.
You're just doing the report from now on. I'm not going to try to make heads or tails of this on the fly. You're going to give the report on the strength of schedule.
Tankathon.com, baby.
Gardo's Tankathon. It's got everything you need. But just listen to me here. The White Sox. Gardo's got White Sox, Pirates, Reds, Cardinals, Rays. Those are all considered easy games for them.
That is.
It doesn't mean they're winning those games, no. But they seem to struggle against the easy opponents.
But do you think, let me ask you this, do you think style counted yesterday? I think to the fans it does.
Do you right not now, think- no, I don't think yesterday it mattered for style. I don't really? Think style mattered. I think... W's. That's all we needed right now. We needed to not leave that series behind the Royals.
It's not a
and they pulled that off.
Yeah, it's not a satisfying series. And I like you're going to take any win you can get, but I do think it feels a little bit better than the way.
Honestly, guys, I didn't see it. I had things going on. I was trying to help my mom with the car. Danny texts and says, "Did they save the season?" I'm like, well, I guess. I go to the DVR and I go back and watch. And I'm like. Holy crap.
It was a cat's ass. It was cat's ass.
I could not believe it.
How down I've been on them at the beginning of the week, if I would have been whooping it up on the couch. Maybe it matters time of day type of thing. But
I got out of the truck and I'm going to the TV station and I know it's going to be on. I go, well, I got no other choice. I have to sit here and watch this. I felt like a Clockwork Orange. And I got to watch this go down, and they're down 5-2. And I'm like, all right, let me do this interview. It was fun to interview. And then after I came out of the interview, they're up 6-5, and then I had to go back and watch the tape, and then I'm watching the rest of it as it goes on, and I'm going, this is fantastic. Everybody's feeling great. I'm feeling great. Guardians fans are feeling great. We're back on top in the Central Division. But it is just one game. But you do have a big, long road trip coming up to start off the month of September where – I do think that road trip in itself, I know you have the White Sox at the end of it.
It's the last real road trip, though, of the season. Really they go to St. Louis for, three, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I really think that might be the make-or-break part of the entire year. Not, I mean, I still think they can make the postseason, but as far as, like, giving them any sort of a chance to make any sort of a run whatsoever, some people have already made their decision fine, but I think that to have any sort of a chance whatsoever, that's the make-or-break series. Make or break stretch of your season.
Trip, yeah. And I think it's weird they go out west for three games. Like they have to go all the way to Los Angeles and only play the Dodgers. They don't have to spend any more time.
Nope.
And, you know, maybe that is a good thing. Maybe, Ken, you can speak better to this because you just spent 36 hours on the West Coast.
Yeah, but I've only done it once.
Right.
And I'm still, because, well, you just don't get any chances to catch up. And no. So I'm still grinding. So I'm still got the coffee shakes at 5:30 in the morning. And I got the coffee shakes at 6. And I got even worse shakes coming up at 9:00. But either way, go ahead.
I think it is a good thing for them that they don't have to spend a ton of time out west. I hope if they can't, and I hate to look this far ahead, but if they do just solid, keep their heads above water out west, and then come back and can't sweep the White Sox, I'm going to be real mad. I'm going to be real mad if they can't find a way to beat the bad teams on their schedule that are left. They have to sweep this weekend. They have to sweep this weekend. And you have to take care of business.
Also,
it's still there.
It's
still there for you.
Two little addendums here. Stephen Kwan back over 300 at 301. Josh Naylor, 3-for-5. Needed that like
we've
he needed
been down
it.
On Kwan. You know, I was down on him saying that he was batting 197 going into yesterday.
Yeah.
Since the All-Star break, I'd like to announce that since yesterday, Stephen Kwan batting 500.
Whoa.
I actually saw good at-bats yesterday from Josh Naylor for the first time in a month.
I thought a lot of guys had good at-bats. Now, yes. Naylor had what I thought was a really bad at-bat early on in the game. but he stepped up big when they needed it late.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!